Hello, Tribe. We are going to talk all about water and the importance of water. So the first thing I want to do is show you ways that I make water fun. I don't have all my ways because I've drank it, but I will say one of the things I really love is I like to get some kind of a fizzy water. So I would say like either Perrier, Pellegrino, just some kind of like a, you know, like a club soda. And you can mix it with a little bit of pineapple juice and it's delicious. It works for like a mocktail. It works for just hydrating and stuff. I love it. And pineapples are actually, they have bromelain in them. And bromelain is really good during like that time of the month when you're bloating. Bromelain helps take swelling down. So a lot of times I will do club soda and pineapple juice, especially if I've worked out and I'm sore, if I'm like all bloated up with my period and stuff like that. That can ease it. I actually took bromelain pills when I was post-surgery when I had some of my plastic surgeries. So I also, this is my favorite, Perrier Peach. It is so good. My best friend Jane, she loves the strawberry version. All of their flavored ones are good. But if you remember knee-high back in the day, I used to love me a peach knee-high. And I don't know, like this is kind of, I think it's more of a Southern thing, but my Southern girls will feel me. But it was just basically like a Coke, but it was peach knee-high. I think this is like the best thing next to it. Now, of course, it doesn't have all the sugar and all that kind of stuff in it. But if you ever want to go back to your roots from your days when you were a kid, I used to love to eat peach knee-high or have peach knee-high with a Snicker bar. So now it's like this, and this is my treat for the afternoon. You know, like I love these. So these are good. I also like a fun water bottle. So I travel with this. So what I do is when I travel so that I don't have to always pay high dollar prices in the airport, I will throw this in my purse and it's empty. And then when I get to the airport, I just fill it up with water. And then I have my water and it's my beautiful PNP Tribe one. And if you go to pnptribe.com, you can look for our, like the things that we love, all of our swag stuff. I believe it's in the weight loss resources and stuff, but we'll put a link in this video all about it. But you can get like PNP branded things, but this water bottle I love. It's my favorite. I'm actually getting ready to go on a trip, and so I am taking this with me, and I will keep it in the hotel room, and I will fill it up so that I have no excuses, and I'm not having to buy high-dollar water all the time when I'm at hotels. Now, speaking of high-dollar water, my husband, I've known, like we have been together like 20 years now. And he has drank Evian since the moment I met him. And he's hardcore Evian. Chris does not ask for a lot in this world. He is not one to like have extravagant things, but he has an Evian habit. I also drink the Evian. We just buy Evian. Spring water, I did that during my bodybuilding years. I carried my gallon jug of spring water around with me everywhere I went. But we like the Evian. And what we do is Aunt JJ actually puts this stuff in there. It's called Extend. These are branch chain amino acids. Now, this is a carryover from my weightlifting days. This, it just flavors your water. It does have sucralose in it so that you guys know that it's got fake sugar in it. But I drink the grape. I love it. Some of our girls really like it. What it does is it gives you a little bit. There's no caffeine in it, but it does help you have a little energy. I just really like it. It has electrolytes and stuff. And if you do tend to sweat or you tend to like to work out or anything, it's good for you. But I drank it back when I was lifting so much to keep like some branch chain amino acids, which are proteins, on my muscle so I wouldn't lose muscle. But the other thing is I just gotten used to drinking it, and I've been drinking it for probably 10 years now. I take basically 2 scoops of this to 1 gallon of water. So Aunt JJ makes us bottles of Extend. So she just puts some Extend in every bottle. She uses a funnel at the top, and she'll make like 30 of these. And then we will go through between Chris and I 30 of these in just a few days. I drink 3 of these a day. So every morning I go and we make sure that we get water to me in my office, because I tend to be one of those people who will just get in there and then just work and look up and be like, oh my gosh, it's like, you know, 1 o'clock and I haven't gone to the bathroom nor drank my water. And drinking your water is really key to everything. It keeps you from having headaches. It keeps sugar cravings at bay. It keeps your hunger scale more in check. The more hydrated you are, the easier the hunger scale is to dial into. It just does so many things. It's also what I call one of Mother Nature's best fat burners, because when you're hydrated, that means that your body can work at high capacity. So if you're, you know, if you're eating according to your hunger scale and you're eating just enough to be satisfied, your body can kick over and have enough energy to start tapping into fat stores easier if it's not dehydrated. When your body starts getting dehydrated, guys, it starts shutting all non-essential things down, which is fat burning. Fat burning is one of the most non-essential things. If it ever feels threatened, it will hold on to fat for dear freaking life. A lot of you will ask me, like, does coffee count? You can count a cup of coffee a day if it's fully loaded. If it's decaf, go for it. If you're putting a bunch of shit in there, I would not count it. And I just mean like I use, heavy cream in my coffee. I don't count my coffee though towards my hydration. I just always just go with water. When I wake up, the first thing I do is I drink about 16 ounces of water. I shotgun it to get me woke up fast, to get me hydrated fast. And it just makes for a better, more clear-headed morning. You're wanting to drink at least 64 ounces a day, or until your urine is running pale yellow. That's what you want to do. So the video in the No BS has like a little bit more information in there, but this is how I do water. And I really wanted to show you guys this because it's really important. So carry it around with you. You will drink more water if you carry water with you. You will do better losing weight the more hydrated you are. People often will say that they will notice that they will end up gaining a pound or something if their water is off for the week. So set yourself up for success and get on your water. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed that.